You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, now, Don, haven't seen you since last year, so how are you? How did you?
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Well, it's been...
12 months?
Yep, last year.
You look like the man out of...
And now, Don.
Deliverance. You know, he's going down the river with the arms bare puffer jacket.
Let me...
His hair was a little more tidier than yours, but I think he had a bow and arrow with him.
Let me set the scene. I've got Ivan here,
who's... Boss.
Hello, speaking in the microphone, Ivan. Don't tell me I've got to tell you to speak in the microphone. Ivan's over here from the mines. Someone said, does he shovel ore into the back of Euclid trucks? I said, oh, no, he's up in the top office. So that's Ivan, who Don thinks looks like Ivan Milat. That's why his name's Paul, actually. And we've got, not sure if the doc from Sydney, Dr. Fordham, your psychoanalyst, Don, is coming down the line. He said, don't ring me. He said, I'll tell you if I'm available during the furlough break, the summer break. Phoebe
Phoebe.
A bit Don.
Jeez, he sat up then.
Did you see that?
Yep.
Straight up. It was a metre away from his face. So Phoebe... hasn't decided. I haven't heard from her. She'll come in.
Have
if you
upset
think
her too?
She'll come in, Doc.
You go through people like a dose of salts.
She will come in, Don, if she thinks the doc from Sydney's going to be on. I don't think there's any worry with Jodie and the doc. I don't think Phoebe's going to snip Jodie, but they can be plutonic friends, that's all.
Do you think that, man and woman?
Man and woman, yeah, man
plutonic.
And woman. Well, we think they're both men and women. We
no,
think
but
we're
I mean,
not,
do you think
we don't think either the doc from Sydney or Phoebe are non-binary? We think they are
no
actually
days.
Physically. We think Phoebe is physically a woman, although we wouldn't know, Don, from experience. And
what experience?
We wouldn't know.
No,
she
you
looks
said
like
experience. Obviously, you.
Well, Don, unless you actually. Playing communal sport with Phoebe and you're in the same changing rooms as her, you'd never know if she was... we presume she's a woman. But we shouldn't be presumptuous these days. And I reckon the doc probably is a woman. A man, sorry. So we reckon that they're probably a traditional married couple, although who knows and who cares, yeah. Don? Does it really matter? I mean, look... Now, so you said to me...
Just hold on. I remember the actor, Burt Reynolds... He was the actor in Deliverance with the puffer vest on, sleeveless puffer vest. That's who you are.
So,
and do you take that outfit out when you take the boat out?
You beat me to it, Don. So I'm going to ask Ivan.
I've asked you a question.
Yep.
Is that your attire when you take the boat out?
Yep. And I've got here my son. My second son, Jordan, is sitting here. Who said, "Don't put me on," but he's sitting here next to a microphone. He can speak if he wants to, but he's here. And I'm going to say this.
Is he the UFC fighter fought out at Springvale a few years ago?
Jordan, just in case you're not familiar with how this podcast works, I bring up and chat to Ivan about topics and Don goes off on a completely different tangent and it takes us 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, he was a headline act at the Springvale
Town
Hall.
3 or 4 minutes to get back onto track as to what we're talking about. And this is why the Doc Fordham from Sydney, who is Australia's greatest broadcaster... probably coupled with Neil Mitchell from Melbourne, but the Doc Fordham is intrigued by Don. He listens to our podcast and he said one day, he said, you know that bloke you got on, Don Scott? I said, yeah. He said, he's winding you up, isn't he? And I said, I don't think he is. I've known him for 50-odd years and he is as silly as he sounds. And the Doc said, no, he's definitely winding you up. He said he can take you off topic at the drop of a hat. Speaking of hats, and this is where I started, Don, could I explain, I know this is not a visual medium, could I explain, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Ivan and Jordan, this is what Don came in dressed in today. Now, look, seriously, I've took a photo of it, he doesn't know that, but I'm going to post it. He came in, he's got a red undersweater, right? A red undersweater.
T-shirt.
It's a red undersweater. It's more than a T-shirt. He's got a navy neckerchief around his...
No. Well, listen, get it right. It's got a few colours in it.
Well, you've got it covered by all the other crap you're wearing. It's a multicoloured neckerchief wrapped around his ample throat. He's got a denim three-quarter coat, a three-quarter tailored denim coat. You don't just go
what
and buy...
What are you laughing for, Jordan?
You don't just go
geez,
and...
Shut up!
You don't go
don't,
and just...
Don't give him anything. Don't laugh. All you're doing is feeding his
you
ego.
You don't go in and buy these coats from Levi. This is a proper denim tailored coat. Tell me if I go wrong.
No, spot on.
He's
keep got going. Keep going.
He's got a sombrero on with a black hairband.
No, Panama.
All right,
sombrero is what the Mexicans wear.
Right,
you idiot.
You look like a fucking Mexican. He's got a Panama hat with a black hatband on it, but it's the Panama hat is bone coloured.
Yeah, well, they normally are.
He's got a black onyx ringer on. He's got a black onyx ring on his little pinky finger of his right hand, and on his left hand, he's got a knuckle duster which looks like a skull. And I don't know what he's got. He's jewelled up. He's bejewelled. No, I haven't got. Don't put your feet on the table, Don. Haven't got down that far. So this is the top half. He looks like a fruit salad so far. Then he's got a pair of red slacks on. Red slacks. Red tailored Levi slacks, they're red slacks.
Flared.
And then he's got a pair of Panama boat shoes. Red Panama boat shoes with no socks. I have no idea where he's going today. It might be a tryout for a clown show at Bull and Circus. I don't know. He might jump out of one of those little cars and entertain the kiddies during the school holidays. I've never seen a man look so fucking stupid in my life. I've taken a photograph of you, Don, and I'm going to post it. We don't usually post
As long as you're in the photograph with that hairstyle. You look like a dunny brush.
There is no prize for second. You look seriously. You look so bloody stupid. So that's what he's come in, as opposed to me wearing whatever he thinks I'm wearing. So that's that. So we've got eyes.
You've missed the matching belt. The red belt. I've never seen a red belt.
You got your belt on, Johnny.
That's my pink Sligo belt.
Yes.
Sligo. They're a golf company.
Right.
I never saw, well done, a pink Sligo belt to match the red undershirt.
You gave it to me.
I know. I've given you most of that stuff. That's why I don't wear it. But you've recycled it. So now...
Right. We've got to post that.
So if the doc from Sydney is listening... He'll be apoplectic.
What? What?
Apoplectic.
Is that something like epilepsy?
It's like that, Don.
So he'd be in a fit or rolling on the ground in what?
Yeah, in angst.
He'd be rolling on the ground in angst.
Yes, because he said never speak about personal matters or shout-outs before you get onto topics. And I know, Don, you've brought hundreds of topics today in the new year, the 2023.
Now, the new Don.
We're not allowed to do the shout-outs, the doc says. But I reckon he's ensconced with Jodie, the missus, Miss Spears. He'll be lying on
Is he ringing in?
Well, now, so...
Because I want to know where is your speed. We asked the question last week whether he's a speedo or a board man.
Don, very good.
Board shorts.
Very good question. Is he ringing in? He said to me before on his last broadcast, he said, "And don't ring me while I'm on holidays." He said, "If I feel like it, I'll ring you." So
that tone?
In sort of that tone.
Oh, well, I wouldn't ring him. If it was in that tone, I wouldn't touch him with a barge pole.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm not ringing him.
No.
But I usually text him and I say, "Are we on with a question mark?"
What a tentative text, is it?
Are we on with a question mark? That's tentative. Yeah. And he'll usually come back and say no or yes.
Oh, really?
But I wasn't even going to do that. So if the phone goes, we're going to scramble or we're going to have to yell out for Shelley upstairs to come down and put us through because if he rings in, but he won't ring in 9:30.
Well, Jordan's young. He'll know how to do that for you.
No, he would.
He does. That's what they do when they're painting rooms. They muck around with their phones and shit.
So
and
when they're
computers.
Painting someone's house, they go into the person's house they're painting their office and frig around with all their computer equipment.
Yeah,
they don't do that. Jordan gets in there.
Oh, you'd be surprised what painters do on the job.
This boy doesn't.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him if he's a son of yours.
Well, if he's a son of mine, he won't be going through people's personal details.
Probably
in there.
I just realised, being a son of you, that's where he got it from, that UFC fighting from you. Your father never fought in a cage. He'd drop them anywhere. The MCC urinals. He'd do anything.
I've heard that story.
Have you? What about the other one, Road Jordan, Rage? You heard the other Road Rage?
If you're going to, mate, you've got to speak. If you're going to speak, if you don't have to, but if you're going to speak, you can't hear your echo in the background. And don't take any notice of him, he's a buffoon. He's a buffoon. So Don and Ivan. Hello, Ivan.
Yes, hello.
We got to the fact that Phoebe...
I haven't said a word all program. This is your show.
You've never stopped. You've never stopped. I started and you said, oh, look what he's wearing. Is this what you wear on the boat?
He's got topics now.
And then you said, did Jordan do cage fighting? It had nothing to do with what I was talking about. So we're getting to the fact now. We've got the other doctor, James Stewart. James has got another date to come in and speak about the, only because we ask him to, the marijuana oil, Don.
I want to ask him about COVID too.
Could you keep that in the bones till he gets in here?
When is he coming in?
Well, I was going through my phone. He's given us a date when he's available and he'll be coming in. And we've had, I get so many inquiries about the marijuana oil, Don.
Do you?
And people were very happy that we addressed the price of it, because when you put it in perspective about just a small cup of coffee a day, people sort of can resonate with the fact that that's very, very worthwhile then in that case, because it's pretty...
Are you still on it?
The marijuana oil? Absolutely,
yes,
Don.
So am I.
Are you done?
I find the one at night knocks me right out.
That's the THC.
Yeah.
Mm, that's the one that has the properties of get you sort of stoned.
Is it?
Well, that's the... you know it is, Don. You know it is.
I've
the
never THC. Smoked it.
Well, do you feel dopier than you normally
do? Don,
you look dopier than you normally do walking around. You look dopey most of the time, but when you're on the THC...
So do you think it's the THC?
Take your hand away from your mouth, Don, please.
Well, I'm trying not to laugh. If I laugh, that encourages you. If you see me start to smile...
Don't tell me how you found something in what I say humorous, Don.
Yeah, because that...
You're the
I don't want to encourage
stolid, it. Stolid, severe clinical man I've ever met. Stolid. You know
stolid? It's no, stolid. No, we didn't have a phonetic or a grammar.
Didn't have a grammatical department at school. You're illiterate, Don. That's what you are. You're illiterate. And people know that. And the people are fascinated why you're on this podcast. I say, because he comes on and we have English lessons.
Only one around. You've gone through everybody that's ever been on this bloody show.
We have English lessons by default. Not that we start them, but you mention words and I have to clean them up and tell people what they mean and pronounce them correctly. Macabre, he said. I said, it's pretty macabre out there or something. And he said, macabre, what's that? I said, it's not macabre, it's macabre.
Macabre.
And he said, I tell you what, I got vertigo the other day. I was standing out in the sun there in the wind. I said, what's vertigo? I said, you mean vertigo? He said, yeah, vertigo. I was like speaking to a suburb of a foreign land. We don't want to be, what do you call that when you knock other countries?
Xenophobic?
Well,
is that the one?
It's xenophobic.
No,
yeah,
it's and three
wait
syllables.
For, ask Don to spell it. So we've got the doc coming in about the marijuana oil. Don,
you haven't told me about Phoebe. Is she coming in?
Did you not hear what I said at the start of this? I said Phoebe has not rung in. She just drifts in and drifts out. If she thinks the doc from Sydney is going to be on, she'll probably be here.
Yeah, I remember it now. Yeah, you did.
That's right. You've got to concentrate on what... Yeah. That was only moments ago. Yep. So we're just not quite doing the shout-outs yet. We're just covering. We've got Ivan in. We've got Jordan offside here. Don, you're looking like a pepperoni pizza. We've got the doc from Sydney might call in. The doc James Stewart, Jimmy, he's scheduled to come in to speak about the marijuana oil. And we were on the THC. I said, it makes you dopey. And that's why people take it, people who can't sleep, because it puts lulls them into a sort of a state of euphoria, Don. And then they
get... What, you sleep then, do you?
That's right, a state of euphoria. That's what that means, Don.
What happens when you're on the dreamy. Other stuff?
Hmm?
What happens when you're on the other stuff?
What other
what do stuff? You experience?
What, drugs?
Yeah, you know, what, like heroin and crack
cocaine and acid. And
what's the one you sniff?
Well, I've never taken cocaine. I did like the smell of it, but I've never taken it properly. Okay. That's a joke, Don.
I am. Oh, shit.
No, you don't get any of my jokes. Have a listen to this. Tell me if you think this is funny. This penguin.
Which a penguin, you mean?
A penguin. This penguin. Do you know, this penguin walks into the bar and says to the barman...
I think you've told us this one before.
I'll finish it off then.
No, I forget them. But I do remember about the penguin.
Oh, go on, finish it off.
No, I don't want... I forget them. Well, as soon as I walk out of this place, I forget what we've even talked about.
Well, if you're going to climb all over a joke, Don, at least have the courtesy to finish it off. Don't say, I think I've heard this.
Go on, anyway.
Then if you can't remember it, don't even say you've heard it.
Did he walk into a bar?
What?
Did the penguin walk into a bar?
I just said that. I said, this penguin walks into a bar.
I think he's told us a couple of weeks.
Well, go ahead, Don.
No, I forget it.
How am I going?
No, this is not going well at all.
The joke is only going to be secondary to Don interrupting it.
We can dismantle.
This penguin walks into a bar.
A penguin.
A penguin walks... This penguin walks into a bar and he says to the barman, have you been behind the counter for most of the afternoon? And the barman says, I have. And the penguin says, in that case, he said, have you seen my brother? And the barman says, what does he look like?
That's a fair question.
What a penguin. Have you ever been down the Antarctic? There's 8 million penguins and they all look the same. They look like they're all wearing dinner suits and going
to
a function.
Think, no, they don't look the same. How do you think they distinguish from one another if they're
exactly
all the same?
Exactly the point of the joke, Don. So here, I'm going to do it again. And see if you can not interrupt it. And then just do a forced laugh. This penguin walks into a bar and says to the barman, you've been here all afternoon. The barman says, I have. He said, have you seen my brother? And the barman says to the penguin, what's he look like?
Crickets.
Let me see if I can find the crickets. Hang on. That's it.
Very good.
Haven't used that button for a while. I used to use
well,
it
you
when
ought to have another
I used
button.
To use it when Rocket and Mick
no,
were here
because
they couldn't think of anything to say at any stage.
Oh, you've forgotten Jacinta. Our first
well, she
producer.
Wasn't on the podcast.
Yeah, she'd give it. She was.
She did the
operator.
Dials, but we didn't ask her questions, so there was dead
she'd
air time.
She'd come in.
She would operate the button, Don. We didn't ask
she
her questions that she didn't ask.
Was also a barometer as how we're going, because if you were smiling...
That's got nothing to do with the crickets. Jacinta didn't...
You should
was
also
...was never
have
lost for things to say because she wasn't speaking on the podcast. Now, I'm going to get through this. You got a topic, Don?
Oh, shit. I've worked all
just
week.
Throw it in quickly before I... Just as a interlude. Right, I'll go on with what I'm talking about. We've got the doc from Sydney, Dr. James Stewart, coming in about the marijuana. Old Doll's on the THC because he can't sleep and he gets up groggy and a bit stupid. But how would you know if he's on it or not? We've got Phoebe could be in and Mick Christian. Now, here's the first. Now, Mick Christian, we haven't heard from Mick for a while. Well, not this year we haven't heard from him. And he's there's 8,000 people. Michael Christian has said this, Mick. G'day. Could we have a couple of shout-outs? A couple. Have a listen to this.
He's not bad, is he?
And he's got the caps, You Cannot Be Serious caps.
How much are they now?
They're
why do you reckon they're getting discounted?
$38 or something. It's
thinking
a rip-off.
We're thinking of putting the price up, Don.
Again?
Not again. We're thinking of putting them up because it's not the actual how much the cap cost in material cost. It's what's on it and the prestige you get from wearing it.
Intellectual property.
Like a Make America Great Act cap again. They're great, very prestigious. Now, Don, so the caps are just walking out.
On which ones? The peakies or the...
The bucket hats.
Oh, the bucket.
They're walking out.
How's that lady getting on with hers up at Rochester? You know, the one who goes out and picks up the eggs in it.
Catherine.
I don't know. You showed me a photograph of a lady with a...
That's right. And you said, what's her name? And I said, her name's Catherine. So what, you couldn't remember her name?
No.
Or even when I mentioned it?
Yeah.
You couldn't?
No.
Well, Catherine, yeah, what's your question?
How's she going with hers? She's still using
well, she's
it
wearing
for
it. It's putting it on her head and wearing it, Don. I haven't contacted her to say, how are you wearing the hat? Are you wearing
she just
the
hat? Wear it a, where's she on the farm?
In Rochester? Well, yeah. I don't think it's a metropolis up there, is
well,
it?
Well, there's a lot of shops up there.
Well, they
don't you remember they got flooded out?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't.
But they'd have a lot of shops up at farming areas, Don, or else why would people have farms up there if you can't go and buy produce? From day-to-day stuff you need to exist, Don. You've got shopping centres down where you live. You live on a little humpy and a barren land down there in Mornington, don't you? And you tamp around with your horses. God knows what you do to them when you're on the THC. Probably go down and have sex with them.
Oh, jeez.
What?
They're not that good looking.
That's offended you.
No. Just,
of all
just,
the things that we say.
Just where this podcast
of all the
things.
Can
you get your... fucking
have all the things
you.
That we say that's offended you, has it? Don, obviously that is hyperbole. That's hyperbolic. Do you know what hyperbolic means? That's exaggerated. I wasn't meaning you actually have sex with your horses, but I mean you go down, you pat them and brush them and they probably get a bit aroused.
Is this still the opener?
I reckon that your horse will get aroused when you brush them. I'd get aroused if you brushed me, Don. Why work. Don't I pretend I'm a horse over here one day? And I
right,
go,
let's get the video.
I go, when I do this, I go with my hoof, or I go, you come over with a big brush and brush my back. And if that doesn't get me up and about, I don't know. So, Don. So, how'd we get onto that? So, that's the THC. Now, Mick Christian, I was just going through, did you have a topic? No,
he's found something
Jordan,
fascinating on the
you're
phone.
Seeing, you're seeing how this works, mate. What happens is we've been doing this podcast, Jordan. I reckon, for 190 weeks and the Doc and Don
no,
reckon...
No, hang on. We've been going 5 years.
5 years. We haven't been going 5 years.
Well, how many...
This is how it works, Jordan. Don comes in. We've been doing this for 3 years at least. And he has, see that little scribbly notepad he's got in front of him with a whole, you can't read any of it. It looks like he's written it with a milk bottle. And I do all this and Don says, and I say, give us your topics. And, of course, we hear nothing. And after the show, when we sign off and we get in the car to go home, he says, look, fuck you. You just monopolised the show. I had lots of topics to say today. And I said, well, Don, I've given you, like I have today, Jordan, I've given him three opportunities. I've said, give us a topic. Here, I'll try it again. Give us a topic, Don. Right, so, and if we get out in the car and he says, I had things to say and you keep talking over me. I said, no, Don, I'm on the contrary, and I, as God is my witness, God, even if you don't follow God or you're Allah or whatever or Buddha, is any of those people are our witness, nothing happens. And we get out in the car and he rips me a new one and he fucking almost physically assaults me. He said, I want to be heard and I want to give my topics out. And then we're giving him three chances, nothing. Not crickets, and you've heard the crickets, that's them there. So here's the final, here's the shout outs from Mick, just to get, and the t-shirts which you like, Don, you like, hello,
yeah,
Don.
Oh yeah, the t-shirt, not bad.
It's got You Cannot Be Serious.
Not bad,
They're a bit similar to the one you're wearing, and it's got white writing saying You Cannot Be Serious on it, and they're marketed and coming online this month. This month, Don. You familiar with the month we're in? January. It's the first month of the new year. So, and this is who he said could I send a shout out to while you're thinking of your next topic or even your first topic?
No, the quality of these T-shirts, I was speaking to Michael, are very high. He's looking for high, I don't know where he's getting them from.
The sweatshops in Vietnam.
Yeah, Suver, I reckon, or Vietnam.
Yeah.
They won't be locally produced because we don't do any more of that.
But he's getting them embroidered locally.
Embroidered or screen printed.
Oh, well, fuck.
No, there's a big difference.
He's getting local talent in Tasmania to tidy them up.
Well, you know what happens in Tassie if you try to get them, they're cross-eyed. You could have the writing going anywhere.
Don, we have lots of listeners in Tasmania. Where don't from? Say that they're inbred. You're inferring that they're inbred.
Well,
we've got thousands of listeners, and they're all from the one family down there.
They're all named Johnny.
Yeah.
What the bloke said? New Norfolk.
The bloke said about Tasmania. He said, "Don't you knock it?" He said, "At least I got a roof over my head, as opposed to not having one in my mouth." Now, have I got a roof in my mouth? So Don. Vic Christian. They're not cross-eyed. They're embroidered. He is having them embroidered or screen printed or whatever you like to say in Tasmania. We're trying to.
Ah, good.
A big pun?
Good.
Good what?
She's in.
What?
Did you listen to me?
I'm looking at you.
I said get her in for an interview, and she's just walked in.
Well,
you didn't ask her, did you?
I did. I said we're doing the podcast. Say what's happened. Come here, one of you. Come over here. Go on, Don. Well, don't just...
Where's Jordan going to sit?
The poor old listeners are going, what the...
Quite right,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Jordan, sit here.
Yeah, Don, we've just had another person
Don,
come.
You've got no idea, mate.
Jordan, sit here, mate.
Don.
Hi, sir. I'm glad you're in.
Don.
I said to him...
Don!
That girl was very, very interesting. She asked a couple of intelligent questions, and I went home and Googled you. Holy shit, I didn't mind the routine. And you can do a handstand from... You jump up in the air and come down into
Don,
a handstand position.
I'm going to turn you... Don.
The strength this girl
Don.
Possessed. Do you still have it or...
Don.
Shut up.
No, mate. Seriously, I'm going to turn... You stopped in mid... No one knows who you're talking about. Explain what you're talking about,
you
Don.
You set the scene.
You just started blurting out, oh, here she comes... She's walking in. Get out of a chair, Jordan. She's tell people what you're talking about. And then you said, and I looked you up and I saw you doing a one-armed push-up. What the fuck are you talking about, people?
Sue Stanley.
Thank you, Don. Explain Sue Stanley to the listener.
Morning, Don.
Hi, Sue. I was really impressed. I went home and watched YouTube and whatever else.
I'm glad you Googled
Holy
me.
Holy fuck. You could lift your... You're doing these high kicks. Shit, how do you nearly knocked yourself out.
I did nearly touch
your nose.
If you're the fourth time...
Have you watched this girl perform?
More times than you would think,
on.
Don. Don, if you're the fourth time... Sorry. If you're the fourth time...
Don't put your leg
if you're
up
the four-time world aerobics champion, you probably would be able to put your knee up near your hooter, I reckon, Don.
I have given myself a blood nose every now and then.
Well, if it's not one thing, it's the other. I have watched, Don. I have watched YouTube. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I have watched Don Sue Stanley on YouTube.
No, shut up, change the subject.
Well, Don, you.
The hole's getting deeper.
I tell you what, mate. I'm trying to make this palatable to people who listen. I'm sorry about that last comment. Palatable? It wasn't palatable, Jordan. That's my son now, and I've disgraced myself in front of him. We're doing a podcast and suddenly you in mid-thing, you look straight past me, I don't know what you're looking at, and you say, here she is, and no one has any idea what you're talking about. And I looked you up and I saw you do a leg kick. Have you seen her, Sir John? Have you seen her? I said, Don, tell people who you're talking about. So go on, speak to Sue. What were you impressed
Sue,
with?
Sue, I was really, really impressed.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Really impressed. And I went on a bit further to see that the Americans are into... Now, are these all ex... Hey, can we talk to Sue for a while? Oh, I'll do it off here.
I'm glad I popped in there.
You're going to do it off air.
Great.
Oh, the only thing we've got you to do, and you want to do it off air. The only topic we've got him to speak about, he says, oh, I'll do it off air.
So are they all retired gymnasts?
You want to go for coffee, Sue?
Who compete That's in right. those things in America? Is it still going, that aerobics championship?
One question at a time, Don.
Well, back in the day, we were all aerobic instructors, so that was the sort of where it all came from. And because I had the gymnastic background, that's where it sort of developed the sport quite rapidly. And now gymnastics has taken over the sport worldwide, so it now comes under the discipline of gymnastics. So it's vault bars, being artistic, rhythmic, trampolining, aerobics, cheerleading.
Because the guy I saw from America was rather tall. And I didn't think he'd ever be a gymnast because of his height.
But he may have been a ballet dancer.
Jesus, look, you're such a simple man.
Really?
Oh, look at Don. Yes. He could have been a ballet dancer. Don?
You can see him in a
I thought, his movements were really quite...
Athletic?
Masculine.
What were you saying? Ballet dancers can't be masculine?
His movements weren't...
Well, if you're a ballet dancer and you're a male, you've got to be flamboyant and flexible. Or what's the point of being a ballet dancer? And so I've seen you dance. You look like you've got three left legs. Now, Sue, I'm sitting at home. This is after last podcast. And I'm sitting at home and for the 53rd time for the day, Don rings me up and he says, hey, listen. He does. Don, you tell me. He said, hey, listen. He doesn't say hello, it's Don. Have you seen the video on Sue Stanley? I said, which one would that be, Don? No, he says, I said, of course I have, Don. I know who Sue Stanley is. He said, Jesus. And I said, Don, you're blaspheming. He said, gee whiz. He said, oh, she can do a one-arm push-up on her left arm with her right leg in the air. I said, yeah, well, if you're going to be a world... he said, Kia, that is unbelievable. We had this ridiculous conversation about what she could do. I know all this, and he's trying to tell me as if I have never seen her before. I don't know who she is.
Well, I'd never seen it before. I was.
Where have you been in the past 30 years?
Yeah, where have you been?
YouTube hasn't... I've only just got into YouTube.
You arsehat, Don, you arsehat. If Australia has a world champion, we'd think you'd be across... some of the people that are world champions, like four times, wouldn't you?
I don't think you should have received more kudos.
Well, accolade. You do have a AOM, is it?
OAM.
OAM.
What for? That's an Order of Australia.
For splitting the atom, Don. She was a nuclear physicist before she became an aerobics. Don says she got an. Ivan says she got an AOM. We've just been speaking about it. He said, "What'd you get an AOM for?" Because she was a fucking. She invented the polio vaccine, Don. What do you think she got an AOM for? God, you don't even think before you speak, man. Your sisters, you're bejeweled, you've got more rings and shit on your body, and yet you've become completely obsessed with the way you look. You look like a peacock.
Hey, listen, can we have a break? I wouldn't mind a coffee.
So the only topic that you haven't brought up, the only thing that I asked you to speak about, you haven't spoke, we've had three cricket... sounds right. Come on here, and the only thing that when Sue came in and your eyes went out like organ stops, they're out there like Catherine wheels, and you said, I've got some questions to ask you, but we'll do it off air. Do it off air. That's your only chance, Don,
come
to jump
on,
in.
Come on, I want a Melbourne magic. I've got onto a new coffee, magic.
Oh, no, don't know that
what,
one.
What's
yeah,
that
you
done?
Don't know that one, do no. you? It's called a Melbourne magic.
Oh, why is it called
specific
that?
Specific latte.
What it's a what, Sue?
It's a specific latte.
Yeah, it's a sweet part of the why
would you have to have
sweet
Sue,
part of the boom.
Why would you have Absolutely. To have Sue explain that? Why don't you say the Melbourne Magic is a specific latte? You can't even say specific. Go and say specific.
Pacific.
That's Pacific. That's an ocean. Say specific.
I just did.
You said Pacific. Say specific. Specify the word specific.
Yeah, we do enjoy
Abbott it. And Costello. Fuck, it gives me the shits being the dump.
Thank you, Prince Rainier. Now, Don. Don, we're going to
tell... His wife wasn't bad, was it?
Tell... what?
His wife wasn't too bad, was she?
What's that, Don?
Prince Rainier's wife.
Oh, wasn't too bad. Grace.
Mm.
Why did you say that? Because I mentioned this word association, is it? Prince Rainier. Oh, Grace Kelly.
Come on,
oh, Grace
Kelly. Time.
Tell me about the magic coffee, because Sue had to say it's specifically Melbourne-oriented, is it?
Absolutely.
Don?
He's looking at me like he's going...
Well, I've just got onto it. I don't know the history
Where did you get onto it? Don't speak past the microphone.
At Sorrento, the barista, I was telling him that all the coffees a week. He said, try this. It's called the Magic. I went to another shop. I said, could I have a Magic? He said, oh, you mean the Melbourne Magic?
Well, there you are. You're explaining it. Why do we have to drag it out of you?
And I hope we can get one up around here. Where are we? Port Melbourne.
Why did I have to drag that out of you? Why didn't you just explain that?
THC in it, does it?
Yeah, Sue's looking it up. Thank you.
No, it is a coffee made with steam milk and added to a double Rosetto. So coffee. Espresso. So
that's what you asked for, Don, is it?
Yes.
Any Melbourne cafe would know what a Melbourne Magic is.
Wow.
Oh. Is that only
your shout, Don?
This is how it goes, Jordan.
We're the best coffee place in the world.
Hitting.
Really? Aren't we? Yep.
It's just a tear. You know
how long it takes to get a coffee in Sorrento or Port Sisterman?
Oh, too long.
Half an hour.
Don, half an hour.
Will you shut up? I'm talking to Sue.
You think we've gone off air? We're still going, Don. You're just chatting to her as though... Speak about... You should have identified what a Melbourne Magic is without Sue having to come in and do it. Why don't you get a rug, Don, a toupe?
Could I borrow yours?
You've got all that crap on that you're wearing. You're bald as a badger. Why don't you get a toupe?
Did you go premature?
You know, you could have the wind blow through your tresses while you're in your truck. Look at you. You could have a solar panel on top of your skull. You could power yourself forever with that fucking head.
Solar-powered sex machine.
Might need to put injections in your dick when you're trying to have a bloody... Well, he hasn't got a prostate.
Yeah, we've had the prostate. I don't know how I'm a sex machine. Don, what did you call it? A solar...
injections into his stick.
Solar-powered sex machine.
No, Jordan's what the hell are we doing here?
Gobsmacked at this, sorry. Yeah. No, but Sue knows that. She doesn't know that.
Knows what?
She
my father's had his prostate done. Yes. So
and Don when Don wanted to throw the leg, he had to get an injection out and stick it in his. Oh God, this is common knowledge, Don. You said that you used to come with a big syringe and stick it in your knob, and you used to knock down 8 or 9.
Chickens.
Letterboxes on the way out to your car. Used to just crack them over.
Does it still happen now?
You get in the back of his car, you get into his car to drive it off and be get jammed in the wheel and you could do this.
Like a disabled steering device.
That's right. So they have a disabled sticker on his car because he couldn't get it out of was in the ashtray of the car.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Now, Don.
I want a magic coffee. Can you hit the button?